Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year, too. This is the Talk Radio Review, a service of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and co-hosts and friends. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here, and you're here. Now, normally during this hour of what we call a countdown with Michael Harrison, he does the other hour with me. We go through the top 10 items that have been researched by Talkers Magazine from the week. All the big items and the people that are supportive of the discussions on News Talk Radio. But because it's Christmas and because I really wanted to try something different this year, I, as usual, have no idea what will come out of the next couple of hours. But because Jennifer is here and Victoria is here, I love them both. I thought we would go through in a countdown fashion the things for music, television, our lives that are the most important to us. And, you know, you kind of pick it as we go through these things. I'm sure many of you will reflect on the things in your life. So if I were to ask all of you who are listening to do something, to participate, if you will, with us, think about the top 10 best Christmases of your life, the top 10 in terms of music, songs that you like at this time of year, the top 10 gifts that you have gotten over your lifetime, all the things that fit into this thing that is so important. And it isn't just about Christianity and Jesus, but it's, I mean, we all exchange gifts this time of year, no matter, at least in my circle of friends. I'm not much of a gift giver or buyer, but this year what I did was send Eastleigh Farm aprons to people who were, you know, important to me. Yeah, we had them made, and so I thought, and somebody already said, this is the best gift I've gotten this year. Well, I think it's, I almost think that it's sacrilegious to open your gifts before Christmas, but a lot of people do it. And so under the circumstances, let's think about whether it has to be a list of the top 10, but I would start with you, Jennifer, and think about go back in your lifetime, the best. If I were to say, what was the number one gift that you received of all time, all through your life, what was the best, the number one gift? Or you can count down if you want to.
Well, I had
from
a lot
number
of,
five
I mean,
to number one.
I had a lot of great gifts. Obviously, I'm a child of the 80s, so the Cabbage Patch Kid, pretty stellar, because I was very excited. But I think I've told you guys my favorite Christmas, haven't I?
Christmas.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
All right, so I was a young child, and what
you
I wanted...
You were. Most children, when they are children, are young. That's
my And yes, but this was a year where there were two things that I wanted. One was called My Pretty Pony, which was not to be confused with My Little Pony, because they were different. My Pretty Pony was bigger, and it had, like, the mane that you could actually, you know, you could style and do all these things. It was very cute. And it winked, I think, at you, if I remember right. And then, Dougie, you'll appreciate this, I also wanted something called the Pumpkin Farm, which was, like, this little playset that had a little wagon, and it went around, and, like, the things that happened on the farm, like, things would come to life as the wagon would come over it. It was it was very archaic. You look at it online right now, it's still available on eBay, and you're like, wow, technology is really advanced. But those are the two things I really wanted. So I asked Santa for that. I wake up in the morning, I come out, and I see a note. I mean, I see other things under the tree, but I see a note from Santa that says, "Dear Jennifer, we are so sorry because our elves have been so overwhelmed with the toy orders this year that it's been really difficult to get everything done, but I knew you would understand, and because your birthday's in February, I promise to come back down from the North Pole and leave you make a special trip to leave you your gift on your birthday morning."
Aw.
Now, I didn't realize I was getting an IOU at the time. But what was so cool about that is that Santa wrote to me, and that on my birthday I woke up and Santa had left me my two toys that I wanted, and he had walked because there were boot marks from the chimney over to where he left the presents under the tree. So
very cool.
Yes. So for me, even though it seems like weird that there was an IOU under the tree, it was really meaningful because Santa talked to me and made a special trip down on my birthday. So that was my one of my favorite Christmas memories. And the pumpkin farm was
great.
Awesome.
All right. So now we turn our attention to Victoria Keelan for the same sort of memory. The number one, we're doing the countdown. You could give us a couple of examples or just bring us right to number one.
I don't have a number one, to be honest. I'll just lower the expectations. No, I don't have one that stands out. I have a lot of really great Christmas memories. I've been lucky enough to have several Christmases with my dad's family in Ireland, which is a really unique and special kind of way to celebrate Christmas, and the different traditions that, you know, that different cultures have, you know, Christmas crackers, you know, the things that you pull apart.
I love those.
Those are great.
Every year.
Yeah, so, you know, this things like that, I just, you know, it was fun, a lot of fun to have all of my cousins from Ireland together and seeing everybody on Christmas Day. And just, I love Ireland in general. And that mist that you wake up to, you know, on Christmas morning, it's a really, just a really cool experience. And
much
and
of the year you
family.
Wake up to that mist in Ireland, depending on where you are in the country. It's misty,
And the weather's so bizarre. One year on Christmas Day, I remember we were playing outside. It was in the upper 50s, and all of our cousins were playing football or soccer or something, and then a blizzard came through and it was snowing. So it was, I mean, within an hour, it's very bizarre weather. But yeah, I always love Christmas. In terms of like toys or gifts, I will always remember, I don't remember how old I was. Maybe I was about like 8 or 9, and my godparents are American, but were living in Ireland at the time, and, my godmother is like my fairy godmother, and so she used to buy me the coolest clothes, and so she sent me an entire outfit, and it was in 3 or 4 different boxes, and I was ripping open the paper, and I was so excited, and this all pink matching outfit, it was super cute, and then there was another small box. My mom said, oh, here, there's one more. And I opened it up, and it was a Swatch watch that matched the outfit. I know. So, like, that's definitely one. She would laugh if she probably doesn't even remember that she did that. But the coordination of the whole outfit, including shoes, was probably my favorite Christmas gift that I ever got.
One of the things that I want to...
is very valuable. I know.
Yeah, right. I want to share, we're looking at probably the most important, and the reflection is aimed at helping you think about these things yourself.
Well, you didn't answer your own question. You never answer your own questions.
I don't, because in this circumstance, I don't necessarily really want to go there, because Christmases when I was a kid were not great. And so I'd rather just keep it on the up and up. And,
yeah,
I mean,
but you got a great Christmas
horrible.
Gift.
Well, I had, thank
your
you.
Your Christmas gift as an adult was Megan.
Yeah.
At Christmas.
Yes, it was. Actually, that was what I was going to say. Thank you, Victoria and Jennifer. If I think about the Christmas gifts that I have received, the two best ones were Megan being born the day after Christmas in 1973, and Miles, my grandson, being born the day before Christmas in 2014. And
that's
he just celebrated.
Pretty good.
Yeah. No, those are, I mean, think about gifts in a manner of speaking and what they brought me in the time in the real time of the births, but then thinking about what it has meant to me through the years to have these two, and certainly I wouldn't discount Brendan, but his birthday is in October, so we just kind of, it's close to my birthday, so we usually celebrate them together. But yeah, those were the fabulous gifts. It isn't about things so much as it is sometimes about
just 2 Christmases ago, you also had all your kids at the farm, and you had a Christmas tree and snow, and right? And Miles, I remember he got his first, like, snow jacket.
Yeah, right.
We got to get you with the gratitude, Seth.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to, that was the plan for this year. Miles is all worked up about coming here for Christmas and having the snow and yada, yada. And, of course, now we can't do it. And that brings around, you know, the focus on what we can't have, which is what a lot of people are thinking about. Please don't do that. Don't think about what you can't have. Think about what you have. And maybe that's why, again, we're going through this exercise, the top things that you remember that you've had. And in that light, I want to talk about Christmas stories. Your favorite, we'll do the top three with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, top three Christmas stories. I certainly have mine, and I bet everybody listening has theirs. We'll do that as we continue here on a sort of special Christmas countdown, a review of the hot hits in your life at Christmas time, and ours as well, here on the DJV Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
Here's Coach's Corner. Sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Coming up to 19 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Normally this accompanies the countdown, the official countdown from Talkers Magazine. This week we're doing something different because it is Christmas, and I wanted to approach this in an entirely different way than I ever have before. Not only because it's Christmas, but because people this year are so tired of being hit over the head with all of these normal, whatever quote-unquote normal stories are, from the president to the election to the reality of what our businesses are. Come on, let's just forget about it for a while and think about, in this circumstance, your favorite Christmas story, Victoria, is?
My favorite Christmas story? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Give me, you
well,
got to prepare us
I'll
a little
give
bit.
You my example, okay? So here's my Christmas,
yeah,
my
right?
favorite Christmas story is the one that appeared in the New York Sun in 1897.
I love this.
Virginia.
I was going to say Elf, the movie, but I don't know where we're going
yes,
here.
Virginia,
so.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Have you all heard that? You know that. Well,
I've heard that phrase, but I don't know what else it
was written. The great, great story of an 8-year-old who wrote an editorial about Santa Claus asking
if there was one.
Yes, there is. Okay, laugh. Go ahead.
Okay.
Anyone after? Yeah.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, we're about to become cheerleaders for the top five Christmas songs of all time. I don't know that. This is Spotify's list. I'm not sure that I'm buying into this, but it is the top five list. And
because we're doing the countdown, based on their data, right? So it's not the official.
Yes, no, it's not. It's Spotify's top five. And at number five, Justin Bieber from 2011, song called Mistletoe. I don't know this song. You ladies know this. You probably do.
Oh yeah, this was a big hit for him. This is. Yeah. I was looking at this list, and when I saw it, I was like, I have no idea what this song is, but now that I've heard it, totally.
Yeah,
you know this song.
It's cute. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's number five on the top five Spotify lists of streamed songs. An interesting way to look at this, to compare the different genres of being able to expose yourself to Christmas music. At number four, not a surprise, Michael Bublé's It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Yeah, this is from 2011.
Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once
again. He's pretty consistent with his Christmas music.
Yeah, he is. Maybe Mr. Modern Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
See, I could sing along with him. He and I could do concerts together.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sell out arenas.
But the prettiest sight to see.
There are arenas in the barnyard. Yeah, how's that? All right, so that's Michael Bublé, number four on the streaming list from Spotify. Number three belongs to an original song from Ariana Grande. Santa, tell me. It was recorded and released in 2014. Again, this is not for this year. This is their all-time streamed list. We've had different lists coming from, generated by different organizations and companies and stuff. So it's interesting to throw these different songs into the mix. So that's number three from Ariana Grande. Number two, one you'll all recognize, George Michael, Wham! Recorded in 1984. It was the number one Christmas song. I think we did this earlier in our countdown of Christmas songs on the DJV program. It's called Last Christmas. Crank that up, though, will you? Of course, right in time.
Yeah. You have a neck.
What Victoria's talking about is I can get the music. We get all excited about the music and the lyrics and stuff. And I say, okay, take it away. And we always find that instrumental riff in the middle of the song. But now we go back to the music.
not like this?
Oh, I love this. I love anything George Michael did.
I have always liked him as well, Victoria. I agree
what
with you.
I loved Wham. And I loved
he died on Christmas Day. Talk about a Christmas memory. I would remember cooking with my mom, and the news flash came on CNN or whatever news network was on that George Michael had died, and I just, like, dropped. I literally dropped stuff.
He was
on
only,
floor.
Like, 53, too, I think. Wasn't
yes.
he 54, somewhere
yeah,
like that?
He had a heart attack in his sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Gonzo.
I didn't tell you this song, though. Sometimes gets overplayed for me.
Most of the stuff gets overplayed because these damn program directors are not creative enough to bring in lots of different the variety of versions of these songs. Like, there's about 18 different versions of the Mariah Carey song, but hers is most popular, and that makes sense. All right, so there you go. I gave it away. Number one song.
I don't get sick of this song. I know
I
should, but I don't get sick of it.
Yeah, I like hearing this. All right, here you go, Mariah.
That, like, vintage wall of sound.
Well, it's not only that.
Into it. It's so cool.
My mind goes right to the movie. And the,
oh, yes. And, that's true. Love Actually. Yeah.
And we're in the film where it is at the time the song is played with the kids. Mm-hmm. It's really, yeah. Have you ever seen that movie? I don't know who hasn't.
So good. We've seen it
Love
twice
Actually.
This season.
Yeah. It's a great... by the way, this song came out in 1994. I have a hard time believing it's been around for 26 years.
Yeah.
But it has. And she's going out on her bus on tour this year. You know, look for that. Mariah Carey's number one most streamed Christmas song of all time, 28 After the Hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'll more next time.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well, they might break that rule. So he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway. And the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee authorities said Sunday they believe Anthony Warner was responsible for the Christmas Day explosion that rocked downtown Nashville and that the 63-year-old died in the blast. The VIN number of the RV was traced to Warner. Governor Bill Lee said at least 41 buildings were damaged. President Trump Sunday night signed the COVID relief government spending plan that averts a government shutdown Monday night. The president's signature means the government is now funded through September 30th, 2021. The stimulus checks are still set at $600 for most Americans, but the House is working on a bill to provide for $2,000 payment checks. The bill will be on the Senate floor late Monday. The suspected Russian hackers behind the worst U.S. cyber attack in years leveraged reseller access to Microsoft's 365 cloud services to penetrate their targets in the federal government. Many Microsoft software licenses are sold through third parties, and those companies can have complete access to client systems, USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The playoff picture in the National Football League became clear this weekend. Breaking down the games, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
Week 16 action in the NFL Sunday saw the Pittsburgh Steelers clinch the AFC North by scoring 21 second-half points to beat Indianapolis 28-24. The Jacksonville Jaguars clinched the number one pick in next year's draft with a 41-17 loss to the Chicago Bears. The Kansas City Chiefs clinched the number one seed in the AFC playoffs with a 17-14 win over Atlanta. The Green Bay Packers rolled the Tennessee Titans 40-14. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. After Washington's 20-13 loss to Carolina, the Cowboys and the football team are now tied atop the division at 6-9. And the Seattle Seahawks clinched the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. It's their first division crown since 2016. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Did you see the Titans-Packers game with all that snow last night? That's why Lambeau Field is the frozen tundra. Monday Night Football will be in Foxborough, just outside Boston, as the Patriots host the really good Buffalo Bills. Current Foxborough temperatures are in the 20s with 89% humidity. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. On a sad note, it was announced by the International Bluegrass Music Association that musician Tony Rice has died. Rice died on Christmas morning at the age of 69. Tony once said his first big influence was guitarist Clarence White and the Kentucky Colonels. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, the service of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So what we're doing here in this hour, normally what we do is take the stories that have come from Talkers Magazine, and we go through them and give our anecdotal stuff that we know about each and every one of these stories. But because this year we really are worn out. You can hear I'm huffing and puffing. I was running around.
Right now, are you okay? What are you doing?
Well, I was doing a couple of things to prepare to do Christmas with some of the people that work with me on the farm. So I had, you know, baskets and stuff that I set aside, and one of them was nosing around, so I had to quickly put them away because I don't want to give them to them right now. And that's another thing, the traditions of Christmas. So this hour, what I decided we'd do is take some of our own personal stories and share them with you. And then in the actual countdown hour, we're going to count down the stories, the good stories from this week, this year, with completely, we are not acknowledging, and it's like we've gone into a time warp, or we've taken a trip to Pluto, where there's nothing going on that's bad, it's all good. So we're going, that's going to, the countdown itself will be things from, if you will, a top 10 list of the good news, things that people are doing. We've got some great stories that come from that department, that arena. All right, so meanwhile, back at the stories, I always get teary-eyed when I go through the story about Virginia and there being a Santa Claus and stuff. Because I always, as a kid, excuse me, I didn't want to think there wasn't a Santa Claus. I still, at my age, don't want to think there is a Santa Claus. So this really meant something to me, personally, in the story department. And I think, well, Jennifer's heard it, and I'm not going to go through it, although maybe you want me to go through it.
Would you make it through it?
Oh, no, I would make it through it.
Okay.
I would.
We don't want you to be upset on Christmas.
Well, it's not that it'd be upset. I think what it does is it brings out in me, and I think a lot of people, and maybe it's an age thing, it brings out stuff that we can think about and blessings that we have. I think, you know, there are tears of joy, and there are plenty of them at Christmas time, as well as being, you know, tears of sadness. It isn't, tearing up isn't all about being sad. I think that what I remember is not being able to express myself. I was not allowed to cry when I was a kid. And so, you know, if you're not allowed to cry, what we need is to be able to express ourselves. That's one of the big things. You don't ever want to shut anybody down in terms of expressing, because it'll really, it'll mess them up as they get older. So, the letter that came back, this young lady, Virginia O'Hanlon, was 8 years old, and she wrote the this following letter. Dear editor, this went to the New York Sun at Christmas 1897. I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there's no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? And so the editor of the New York Sun, let's see here, I'm trying to find his name. It was Douglas, somebody or other, writes the following. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They don't believe except what they can see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or women or children, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world all about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would it be if we in the world had no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance. We would have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. And you might as well hire, you know, I'm about to interpret this story because it's the reference is now to all of the people who watch chimneys all around the world on Christmas Eve to see if they can catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see Santa Claus, he writes, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. But that's no sign that there isn't a Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. You ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle to see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, love, romance, all these can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond all imagination. Is it all real? Ah, Victoria, in this world there is nothing else real and nothing more abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank heavens, he lives, and he lives forever. So that's the...
I like how you threw in Victoria instead of Virginia.
I know. That was sweet.
Well, listen.
It's more personal.
Little, yep. Yeah, right. I have to do a little editing. All right. So do you have stories? I just I use that as an example because you said to me, give us an example of things. When you were a child, either of you, did your parents read to you on Christmas Eve? Did you have the story of Rudolph read to you? Did you have the Frosty the Snowman? Those are the kinds of things that I was exposed to when I was a kid. Were they gone by the time you two were children?
I mean, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. That definitely was read to us.
Right.
My mom was really more into, I remember she read a lot of, like, Robert Frost's poems and stuff to us as kids.
Right.
So we didn't really
stopping
do a lot
by
of, like,
woods
the,
on a snowy
exactly.
evening.
Exactly. We had that memorized by the time I was, like, four.
Did you?
Yeah. So, yeah, there was things like that. But, yeah, it's nice memories of Christmas Eve and just the excitement of, I'm always amazed how kids even sleep on Christmas Eve.
Right.
You know, how Santa never gets caught because kids, you know, it's but kind of amazing.
Kids get all worked up, you know, energy. Once they hit the pillow, it's done. But how many of us try to stay awake all night long?
Oh my gosh.
Never make it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never did it. So
like they were drugging us.
I'm trying to picture you sitting in your father's lap or your mother's lap, Jennifer, and your father reading you a story on Christmas Eve you were trying to go to bed, trying to go to sleep. Did he do that with regularity?
For most of my childhood, he was not at home. I mean, my parents were split up pretty early. My mom read to me all the time. My mom is a huge reader. And I was trying to think if we read anything like Christmas-centric. I mean, I think we read all of the classics, but we were always reading something. Like, we read all of the Little House on the Prairie books. We read everything together. We'd sit, you know, in bed at night, and I'd lay on her arm, and she'd read, and that was cool. As far as my dad goes, I don't know. I don't remember it being like specific to Christmas. I don't know how much my dad would read to me, but when he did, he would always make the like jokes and change the things and always tick me off because I knew how the story was supposed to go, but he'd always just ad lib it because he was trying to make me laugh. So the victims of him most of the time when I was very young were the Berenstain Bears. He hated the Berenstain Bears. He thought they were idiots. And so he hated them. He hated them because and hate's a strong word. But he thought they were always getting themselves into dumb situations. And so he would always kind of change the story around to make me laugh.
Uh-huh.
So, those are kind of my reading memories. As far as Christmas, though, it wasn't like we sat around. I do remember that wherever we were, there was always the rule that we had to go wake up mom or dad before it was time to go see what Santa had brought because you had to have a parent with you or you couldn't go.
So you got Santa in two different houses.
Santa only came to one house.
Oh, okay.
But like whoever happened to be there, both of them or one of them, whatever, I always had to wake up a parent before Christmas morning.
Yeah, but your father would be Bah Humbug. Right,
no,
44.
Are you kidding? He was up earlier, actually.
Yeah.
He'd be the one to want
he doesn't
to see
sleep
it.
As it is. He's probably
anyway.
Had lots of
right.
He's probably
yeah.
had lots of conversations with Santa over the years.
It's 44 after the hour. The Talk Radio Review, big stories, thinking about memories of Christmas. These would be the top items. Think about your best memories, the best memories. And we'll talk about Christmas cards, best Christmas cards, and best foods for Christmas and our experience as we, you know, look at, what was the best card you ever got? What's the best food to eat for Christmas? That's what's in our mind here on the Talk Radio Review. The DJV program adding some benefit, a little expansive thought, if you will, for the Christmas countdown. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen here.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round.
After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Edge, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal has a letter. License in all 50 states and consumeraccess.org, number 33.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, let's make quick work of this, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug on the DJV countdown to Christmas. The best Christmas card you ever received. Do you remember what it looked like, what it said, Jennifer? What was the caption on it?
I don't know if I've had it. Was it one you sent
or one that you got? That's also another, I think, aspect of this.
I've had plenty of great Christmas cards. There was one very extra special, like, beautiful one that I got years ago that I was like, what am I going to do with this? I can't toss it. So I put it in a frame, and it still is part of my, like, holiday decor that comes out every year at Christmas time. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's black and white, but it's sparkly. It's very pretty.
What about you? What do you have, Victoria, in your...
I got this year a lovely from a friend of mine. We host our Beauty Pop podcast together, and she sent me this really beautiful card. It wasn't the card itself was, you know, was sort of traditional, but right. The message was just really lovely. It was very moving, and so that one stands out this year because it's top of mind. But it was really beautiful, and I'm definitely saving it.
I got a card from somebody one year. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, keep a promise, find the time, forgive an enemy. That's the best card I ever got.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, this may have been one of the best years you've ever had. Some people will tell you that as we get to the end of the year. At the end of the week, every week, we take Tech Talk and review the top five tech stories of the week. There are a lot of different things. People say to me, Victoria, there's so many different things that you do on your program. I was looking at the DJV download for today, talking about home prices and J-Lo and A-Rod and all of that sort of stuff and Christmas traditions, all that stuff is part of it. And we talk about these things in general, but specifically, we take this time to go through the top five of the week technology stories. Victoria Keelan researches. So we got the Queen up in number five position as we work our way to number one. Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So Alexa is hooked up with Queen Elizabeth this year for her Christmas Day message. And you'll be able to replay it if you miss it on Christmas Day. And it will start on Christmas at 3 p.m. GMT, which is 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you just say that phrase, Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message, then you will be able to hear Queen Elizabeth broadcasting her traditional message. This time, it's actually for the first time because she and Prince Philip are not traveling. Normally, they're at their country home in Sandringham. So this time, they're actually staying put at Windsor Castle. So that's where she'll be delivering her speech from. And as you might imagine, this year, her speech will probably include some, you know, messages about COVID and commenting on, you know, what a rough year it's been for so many people around the world, but she always offers you know, messages of hope and unity, and it's, you know, as you and I know, Doug, we're both kind of Anglophiles, so it's such a big tradition for the UK to listen to her Christmas message. And so this year, she's going high tech. Amazon says, after a challenging year, millions of people from across the Commonwealth will be eagerly awaiting Her Majesty the Queen's message on Christmas Day by creating this world-first innovation, just as we did in 2012 with the release of her speech on Kindle. We hope that even more people will be able to enjoy her uplifting words. So even the Queen is high tech this year. Everybody's into tech.
Number four, members of the Space Force and what they're going to be called going forward.
Mm-hmm. This week, Vice President Mike Pence made an announcement at an event celebrating the Space Force's one-year anniversary, and he says that the members of the United States Space Force will officially be called Guardians. And the organization traces the name Guardians back to an old Air Force Space Command motto from 1983, Guardians of the High Frontier. And so a lot of people said, oh, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy. It wasn't. Guardians of the Galaxy probably got their inspiration for the name from the 1983 Space Command motto. And so they're pulling different astronauts from NASA. They've got this is a military branch of the Air Force. So it'll be interesting to see the kind of things that they do in the future. A lot of people speculated about what the incoming Biden administration will do with the Space Force, and it looks like they are not changing anything. They're moving forward with exactly the way that it's set up right now.
Number three, Verizon's nationwide 5G can be yucca bunga.
That's true. The Verizon's new nationwide 5G network is reportedly slower than its former LTE network. So here's the deal. If you are, PC Magazine did a lot of tests on this. Depending on where you are in the country, if you find that your phone, when you look down at your phone, if it's not staying in 5G, you may actually want to just turn the 5G off and stick with the LTE because you will find faster speeds. But again, it just depends on where you are in the country and what your service is like.
All right, number two, what are the cable companies doing for you that you might be able to do for yourself?
Well, this week, this was sort of a big one that a lot of people don't realize, but check out your next cable bill. And if you're still being charged a $10 or $15 rental fee for your router or cable modem, call them up and say, this is illegal, because it is. Starting last Sunday on December 20th, this became illegal for them to charge you for a rental fee for the modem or the router. So heads up on that one. You can save 10 to 15 bucks a month.
And you don't have to go buy your own either, by the way. If you buy your own and then you call them up for service, they may refuse to give it to you because it's not their. They may charge you for it because it's not their router. Have that in mind.
Correct.
As well.
Correct. Yes, that's true.
All right. Okay, number one this week in the top five tech story department, Google and Facebook. We all know they're a bunch of creeps. Here we go.
Well, this was obviously the biggest story of the week. Prosecutors have accused Google and Facebook of forging a pact to help defend each other against antitrust complaints.
I'm sure I'll shock you to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, apparently this is an unredacted complaint. The deal was given the name Jedi Blue from, like, Star Wars. So, obviously, both parties deny this, and they say that this is, this is just an antitrust suit that's coming at them from Texas. This started in Texas, and Republican attorneys general are coming at them. So we'll see where it goes, but it may go nowhere, but I don't know. I think the end result is they want to break up these companies, but I don't see that happening.
Top five technology stories here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Victoria Keela and Doug Steffen at 59 past.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.